This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on India's international collaboration for world-class telecom ecosystem. The participants are R.K. Pathak, telecom expert, and Pankaj Mohindru, chairman, India Cellular and Electronics Association. The moderator is Prasoon Srivastav, journalist.
These days we are experiencing access to 5G services with a lot of good speed, but India is now working on 6G technologies, and a Bharat 6G Alliance has been set up, which is spearheading this mission to take India to the next level of leadership, where India can be self-reliant in future technologies. To discuss with us, we have with us two experts, Mr. R.K. Pathak, former DDG of Department of Telecommunications, and Mr. Pankaj Mahindru, chairman from ICA, which is an apex body of mobile devices and electronic sector. So, Mr. Pathak, I'll start from you. Recently, Bharat 6G Alliance signed an MOU with Ulu Universities and some of the European bodies that are engaged into 6G. Can you explain me the relevance of these MOUs, how this is going to pan out for India's 6G vision?
Thank you, Mr. Prasoon. So, let me say that I think we are presently rolling out the 5G. So 5G basically is the connectivity plus compute, and you can have unlimited collaborations. So many applications can be there. So right now I think we are utilizing the evolution part, not the revolution. So when 6G, a new technology which will be coming by 2030, what are the various actions as a department and as the industry and government, academia have to take to realize the vision that from being consumer of technology, we be the innovator. So for making India a innovation country, Bharat 6G mission and Bharat 6G Alliance has been set up. Once it comes, the Bharat 6G vision documents, all most of them are saying that I think it has to be affordable, ubiquitous, and in fact affordable, sustainable as well. However, when it comes to India, it's different. Our requirement, once we say even are affordable, it's a price point which every Indian can afford. So keeping that in mind, we are forging alliance with a number of global players set up for this. So first one was NextG Alliance of USA, which Honorable PM and Honorable President of USA, they announced during the September last year. So Bharat 6G Alliance has MOU with 6G smart network, represents entire Europe. It has vision of 6G. It means how we can get affordable, ubiquitous, and sustainable 6G. How we align our requirement of 6G, it can be different for country like India, and definitely architect and use cases. I think referring to that in case of 5G, it was, we are just right now doing the evolution part. How can you utilize the revolution? So in case of 6G, artificial intelligence and sensing capability will also be added. How can we bring academia, industry together for achieving these objectives? So first is with 6G IE of Europe. Another is with the Ulu University. So Ulu University, they have a 6G flagship program. And in this case, the student government has also invested. So they are working from 2018 to 2028. So our purpose is that how with the help of these institutions and this NextG Alliance, 6G IA, as well as 6G flagship, we work with them for making India a leading innovator, and just not do for India, but Indian innovations for the world.
Mr. Mahindru, we have been seeing like whenever India is dependent on foreign technology, there have been a lot of issues, especially in terms of patents, and so many companies are paying royalties to foreign companies. How does this 6G vision that government has laid out will help India in becoming self-reliant?
You see, these two questions are kind of not related, but they are both important questions. The question of the standard essential patents and the royalty which is demanded from anybody who is selling in India, whether it is a domestic player or a foreign player, is something which gives us a disability. In terms of the fact that the largest manufacturing nation, which is our neighbor, there such duties, such royalties are not, demanded. So it becomes disability factor for us. And on top of that, these are merely algorithms and progression only, something where a new technology or some hardware related technology has been created. So it is, these are under 3K of the Patents Act, these are not patentable in India. So these are, the jury is out on this one. There is a lot of work going on this. Now, in terms of competitiveness, this whole thing of the alliances coming together and technologies getting proliferated is a very good thing, because when you standardize and that standardization is provided to people, so scale is always equal to optimization of cost. The larger the scale, the better is this. And we've seen that in India, where our tariffs are sometimes 1/50th of our tariffs in some European countries and other countries. Even from developing countries, our tariffs are so low. So this is a very, very good way of going forward. And now with India providing such large volumes in terms of our consumer subscriber base, that is also adding to the world's ability to increase scale.
It's a mammoth task to develop our own technology, especially in 6G. If we see, we have been the fastest country in terms of deployment of 5G technology, but it is more done on imported technologies. Mr. Pathak was talking about MOU with foreign universities and foreign bodies. My question is that if we go in agreement with them, then do we have to pay certain kind of royalties once the technology is developed? What kind of interference will the foreign bodies have in our standard development? This question is open for both Mr. Mahindra and Mr. Pathak.
So let me say that I think entire purpose of forming this 6G mission and Bharat 6G Alliance have been how to make India a champion in innovation part and develop its, standards along with the global players. Because I think we have been the consumers. So how can, that's why this initiative started in 2020 itself. And now we have our mission, vision going ahead. In fact, the government has given a goal of developing 10% of cumulative 6G IPR from India. And let me say that over 100 Indian academic institutions, IITs, IIIT, NIT, are already working on 5G. In fact, 100 5G labs has also been sanctioned, been set up by the government. So these all the actions, including the recent proposal of Department of Telecommunications, where we have more than 400 proposals on this different aspect of technology, will add the value. And our thought process is that we have to join the global standard forum and influence the decision-making process such that we have our own contributions, standards, including SEPs, where royalty is the main concern. And 6G being a software-centric development, India being a software powerhouse, I think this is an opportunity for us to take the lead and define 6G standards as well.
We have to remain a very open market, because if we put any barriers, and we should not be scared of the world. We are, as Mr. Pathak said, a software powerhouse, and we are heading towards being a hardware powerhouse. With our mobile phone production has crossed $50 billion. It's nothing to be scoffed at, right? So if you are tying up with universities, obviously, you have to pay for the technology. You have to pay for the mind of these people, the scientists there. But these alliances are important for us, because India has started contributing a lot to them. You've seen that GCCs are today a wonderful thing which has happened. There are nearly 2,000 GCCs here, where every research and development of global companies is being done here. It is nothing to scoff at. These are very, very valuable things which have happened. Flow of technology and the ability to tie up globally, pay easily for R&D and development, and absorbing that in our system and truly creating a globally competitive ecosystem is very important. If we think that, we can, by providing any protection, we can develop some small industry in India, that is not what India is meant for. India is meant for becoming the next large economy of the world.
So let me add further. I think I just touched upon, we'll be working together. Like suppose some technology is developed in India, that can be piloted like in case of US Energy Alliance or maybe European countries. Very soon we'll be having with Japan and Korea as well. The purpose is that how to conduct even pilots of 6G technology, do our pilots well in advance before 2030 itself, maybe 2028 or 2026, and share these results with the world. So we are not saying that we'll be just developing the joint technology development, but definitely we will align our research and development. If something has already been done, then we won't be just replicating, but let us work in collaboration mode, because we are aware of this standard 6G is such a subject where I think we have to work with the global partners, and each have its own strength and we have to work with them, but see that how Indian contributions are accepted and we continuously participate in standard development organization and influence the decision making process there by being the chair, vice chair, head of those units.
So there are several pieces to this puzzle. Like if we look at attributes of 6G, it is expected to deliver 100 times the speed that 5G is delivering us today, to the tune of 1 terabit per second. And it will be like having latency of milliseconds, and the applications that will come in future will be mostly AI driven. Now if we have to address these puzzles, we need to have sufficient bandwidth, which is going to come from a spectrum, and there is a lot of coordination which is required. We have seen a lot of entities hesitant in leaving their spectrum because it incurs cost to them. The second thing is people need to access the 6G technology through devices. Mr. Pathak, if you can explain me how are we addressing the spectrum side, the bandwidth side of the 6G issue when we are developing these technologies, and then I can come up to Mr. Mahindru to understand how our devices are evolving to handle the load of the communication that will happen through 6G.
So Bharat 6G Alliance has 7 working groups, and one of them is spectrum. There is device technology, sensors and manufacturing, technology access side, applications, green and sustainability, and 6G use case and revenue stream. So these working groups, and mostly they are headed by CTOs and the CEOs of those companies. So they are deliberating this aspect, and we have a special task force report on spectrum, what is our 2030 roadmap. Even government has already recently announced the spectrum sandbox regulations. So we will be working along with entire ecosystem partners for making available sufficient spectrum, and that can be, I think you are aware already that in 5G, we made sufficient spectrum with the help of Making India 5G reports, which was also done by Department of Telecommunications. So I am sure that there won't be any problem with spectrum, and all departments will be working together, because in Bharat 6G Alliance, we have in the government nominee from Space, Railway, DST, Defense, MHC. So all will be working together. So I'm sure that this problem of spectrum won't be there. And not only spectrum, we'll be having our coexistence studies and other so many experiments within the country. Won't be dependent on other countries that they will guide us that this is what we have to do in India. So we have a defined consultation process by the government as well as at the alliance levels. I'm sure that we will have the sufficient spectrum. We will develop our own technology based on the global standards, and including the device as well as sensors and manufacturing, which I think I'm sure that PLI in telecommunication as well as in electronics and for complete ecosystem, we are working separately.
Mr. Mahindra, how is the scene going to look like? Will it be only mobile devices that we'll use for 6G? What are the views of the industry? What are the things that will come up? How will IoTs play in this whole game of 6G? If you can explain the context, what is happening on the devices side?
IoT architecture will be simpler, because in mobile phones, we have to carry 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G together, because we still have 250 million subscribers on 2G, and the handsets are made compatible to that. So it is a very complex architecture, and with 6G coming, we are hoping that at least 2G will be out of the way, and we'll be doing 4, 5 and 6G at that time, because the handset standards are accordingly to the what is the availability of the network, and we can't have a situation that global phones don't work in any part of the country. So that has made it very complex. What the machines and the IoT, which will work on 6G, and the other services which will work on 6G, they will be exclusively 6G, or 5G and 6G together. So there the architecture is very simple, because you are basically doing data, and you don't have to have the complex architecture which is required in a smartphone, where the display quality and the requirement of thinner and, you know, packed with more capacity, that is there. But the industry continues to be wonderfully innovative and continues to turn out products which surprise consumers even now, and the development of the semiconductor developers, the development has been so fascinating, what you have seen in artificial intelligence and how that is going to be deployed by the mobile industry also. We are going to see very exciting days. With the power of 6G and with artificial intelligence, we will be doing a lot of development in other things like battery life. And I think that is keeping pace with this thing now. We are getting breakthroughs in battery with quantum batteries and the new TDK development, which is in short that sizes will come down drastically. So by 28 or so, those technologies will also be deployed. Then display, because when you are in this literally space age, the expectation of the consumer goes up. So the whole ecosystem will keep pace with this fascinating development of 6G.
If you can guide us, what is happening on the domestic champion front? Because when we are talking about self-reliant technology under 6G, then we also need to have some domestic players. Will we see any domestic player coming up to take up the challenge and develop some indigenous devices?
Not one. It's a whole ecosystem which is getting developed. You know, the foundational industries are now starting so that India becomes more competitive. We have challenges, of course, because our domestic champions have shrunk very badly from 2017-18 onwards. And now is the time that we revive them. But I think we are building a new competitive infrastructure and ecosystem. And there are policies which are probably getting it rolled out during this year, which will support the development of the domestic champions.
Mr. Pathak, you were saying something on the devices side.
No. So let me just clarify that it's 6G is ubiquitous. Once we say ubiquitous, means terrestrial integration of terrestrial network with non-terrestrial. So one can be satellite, one can say satellite also, marine communications also. And those devices, that is a proposed that it will be a single device, like my phone itself from the same telephone, whatever I'm using, mobile phone. The calls I can make on terrestrial network as well as satellite as well. So that is also a lot of work is going on, this integration of satellite in this terrestrial network. That is the first thing. Second part, which is very interesting, that once you are having a core, which is the main brain, or one can say your processor, so operators are not in a mood to change the hardware part of core, even in 6G.
That will be very interesting to...
With the help of software upgrades, that's what I'm just adding the value, that this is a actual opportunity for Indian, our students, our scholars, our innovator startups to contribute in entire ecosystem of 6G development. Those are the Indian companies or foreign companies, they have to be dependent on Indian talent. So we have to exploit this, our benefits, a lot of efforts will be required. In fact, I think government has already taken a number of steps. That is like even quantum technology I am referring to. Quantum will be integral part, one can say, once it's come the security outer layer of the 6G. Same way, there is a already national mission on interdisciplinary cyber physical systems by Department of Science and Technology. They have 25 hubs working already. So they will all, this 6G is basically cyber physical. So basically making, one can say, digital twins, you can say, of any objects, you can just imagine it's possible. And that will add the value in taking the decisions, that how with the help of technology we take our decisions. Same way, Indian chipset mission of 10 billion, your fund. So they will all add value in making a ecosystem available within the country. And I'm sure that in 6G, in place of being an adopter of technology, imported technology, will be innovator from India, innovation for the world. So this is my take perhaps, and we are working with all the stakeholders. That's why we are having these collaborations as well, that be aware that what is their thought process and how can we help that our talent and others influence their decision-making process.
These changes will come, but my question is around the device that will be there. If we see there are no domestic champion available, then how can we become self-reliant? That is a big question that remains. You're talking about that all innovation is going to come from academia and the startups will also contribute. So if you can guide us, what are the first few things you see developing in India in terms of technology, whether it is going to come from the networks, from devices or the applications?
I have a thought process that all, because we will have our own 6G RAN, 6G core, 6G entire part of elements. So they all will be developed in India for the world. This is the thought process. That's why I think government is very serious investing, and that's why we are evaluating those more than 400 research proposals. We are setting up 6G test beds, and that will continue further as you see. So it's not that we'll be just doing, like, even you just see that TCS is there, Tejas is there, C-Dot is there, Reliance Jio, their own systems. And in fact, $10 billion fund has been given to two consortiums for developing the ORAN, Open RAN. So 6G will be going towards that only, where I think there will be delinking, one can say, hardware and software part. Even protocol, there won't be any vendor lock-in. So you can have the very off-the-shelf purchase the hardware and just add the software and make your own systems. It's possible that I think we'll be the leader. Lekha is there, Sukta is there, Yunus is there. Niral is there. Niveti is there in routers. I am sure that in next 4 to 5 years, we will be championing all these fields, and perhaps our dependent on most of the systems level subsystems will be less, though I think maybe for some times to come, we may be dependent on components only. And perhaps there any country is dependent on others, and that's we call it global value chain. But in this process, we'll be integral and integrate with the global value chain of the world. Otherwise, presently we are not. We are dependent on one or another. So this is my thought process.
Dependency is there, but this also requires a lot of R&D funds. So what is the mechanism in place? How much funds are in place to support the research in the telecom sector, especially for the 6G?
There is no separate something called 6G. Even more than 100 million funds or 500 crores is available under the TTDF fund by Department of Telecommunication. Similar funding is available with CDOT, through CDOT in their consortium projects. We are setting up the already 100 use case labs across the institutions. So they will be upgraded to 6G. So those talents or whatever will be coming out of those labs, because they are working also in the hub models, that they are working with the nearby institutions across those institutions. Should be creating even talents also in 5G and 5G advanced, as well as in 6G. And as I told earlier, quantum also we have the 1 billion fund. In case of national mission cyber physical, we have about 1 billion fund. Indian chipset, we have 10 billion funds, and naturally coupled with, I think, PLI scheme. I am sure that fund is not the problem. Problem is how to bring them together. And with this objective, only the Bharat 6G Alliance has been set up, because this alliance will bring all the researchers together. We'll be just brainstorming here what is required in next 2 years, what is required in next 5 years, such that I think we have our pilots well ahead of the world. By 2028, we should have the pilot technology and influence the decision-making process at the global forums. So this is the thought process, and government is fully supported. I am sure that if something else will be required, we can do it. And private industry also, like bigger ones, maybe Tech Mahindra is our member. I am sure that Wipro, HCL and other software Infosys companies we are in touch will join, along with the satellite companies and hyperscaler as well, because all will be part of the 6G. 6G is entirely different from 5G. So you will have something, people call it immersive communication. So you have different feeling itself. And it will be some like omnipresent IoT and compute AI services. So a lot of AI will be used in the network side for optimization of the network itself, sustainable development also, saving energy also, and a lot of critical services will be dependent on 6G. So these all the use cases, we have to work separately with the different vertical ministries departments. I am sure they have recognized this, and they are very now ready to work with the ecosystem.
You said that there are 400 proposals under evaluation. How many of these are from Indian entities?
These are more than 400 from Indian entities only, because they are the startups, academia, and they have given, each one might have given some 4 to 5 IPR development, because that was defined under some 20 verticals. So they are all Indian companies, smaller companies. I am not referring to here the big companies who are doing independently, and they have their own funds. So I am sure that this will add the value, that we have to produce IPRs also from the country. This is one of the agenda, that how can we produce maximum IPRs and take them to the global standards and bodies. Even today I had the meeting of Spectrum, and our vision is that let us be champion in WRC 27 and 31 as well. So define certain agenda, roadmap for 31, 35. Because then only we can be champion. It's not just a shorter horizon of maybe 3 years or 5 years. We are thinking of going ahead 2030, 2035. So let me bring very clearly that it's not just fund which will be required by Department of Telecommunications for 6G technology, but we have to work, one can say, entire government efforts, because it will be an all of nation approach involving industry, startups, academia, research laboratory, standard bodies, that we just not become Atmanirbhar in emerging technology. and this vital technology, but a significant contributor to global goods. So once I am saying here, it means we have to work on agriculture, health, education, which is very much important. How can we leverage the 6G technology or 5G and advanced technology for making the education better and health? In fact, fintech will be there, and entire aspect of digital economy. So this 1 lakh crore fund, which is earmarked for research and development, whether that is operated by any department you mean. So whatever will be coming on technology, I am sure that all will add value to the 6G ecosystem development. So once 6G will be coming from 5G and 5G advanced, I am sure that even if you're doing something for artificial intelligence, AR, VR, quantum, so all will be integral part of 6G.
So when you're talking about so much of speed, 1 terabit per second of speed, I can imagine the kind of exposure we'll have to the metaverse world, most of the virtual reality technology. What will the world look like? Like it will be purely immersive into digital technology? Will we be able to differentiate what is real and what is unreal?
I think that is the real, one can say, thought process. But that's what I think India have been, a software power. So this will give lot of opportunity for Indian talents, students, academia, industry to develop the technology which is secure. Because it should be a responsible 6G. If I just word the use responsible 6G, it means it should be just doing the activity which it meant to and not anything like destruction. So perhaps even this immersive communication is very much required. So there will be, I think, you can't differentiate really. But I'm sure that we'll be taking care of. And that's why I'm saying that we'll be taking care of its responsible 6G, and immersive communications will definitely be there.
That's a worrisome area, because today also we are unable to assess whether we are working in a real world or it's unreal world. Fraud happened in Singapore where an entire board meeting was held virtually and the CFO of that company made transaction also in few millions. So this is the way the cyber criminals dupe the big company. So when we have that kind of world in 6G, when everything, even the shop will be there in the metaverse, how do you protect those people in this virtual world? That would be a challenge.
So you may say challenge, but I will say that it's opportunity for Indian scientists. So we'll be working together, and that's why we are working not only in India, but with the global participants. So whatever is the challenge being faced by Japan, Korea, European Unions, and America, and other part of the world, once we'll be working with them, I am sure that we will take all the actions to mitigate and develop the technology, which is for the betterment of mankind. We are not saying that we'll be just doing something destructive, but since the responsible 6G, this word is also being used, that it has to be secure, resilient 6G technology. So we'll be taking all the actions which are required for making this world a more secure place to live. And for all the persons, I mean, whether that is from the city or in a village, very remote places. So how to integrate them all in this development ecosystem, such that the benefit of technology is available to the last person in a very remote area. So in fact, entire your thought process, banking systems and ATMs, etc., they will all get changed. And how we can make the difference in the life of a villager with the help of technology, using this drone communications, or maybe so many devices in case of, you can say, health. Like if suppose there is a health center in the village, how can that be equipped that they are connected instantly with the best medical facility in the world? It can be possible that something is being happened. MRI is being taken in America and that is being examined in a rural part of India with the help of technology, and all the reports are being examined and prescription being given from India. So technology will enable that. Naturally, that will be an immersive way in all the fields. Immersive communication is one of them. Lot of IoTs, they'll be talking to each other, not the human part I'm referring to. And naturally, there will be integrated core for taking all these decisions.
So there will be complete change in our world that we live in today. And there will be integrated networks where we'll be accessing even the SATCOM calls on our mobile phones. We'll be having a lot of virtual exposures as well. We'll have to be cautious whether we are in a real world or we are in an unreal world. While government is making its all the efforts to keep us secure, we'll have to see how things develop and in the 6G domain, and how many champions we'll have from our country who will provide us indigenous technologies. Thank you for talking to us, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mahindra.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's international collaboration for world-class telecom ecosystem. The participants were R.K. Pathak, telecom expert, and Pankaj Mohindru, chairman, India Cellular and Electronics Association. Moderator was Prasoon Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.